the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. This world is full of sin. Ever since Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, it's been full of sin, and it's going to continue to be full of sin until our Lord Jesus returns in all his glory. That means this world is a mess. Ever since Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, it's been a mess, and it's going to continue to be a mess until our Lord Jesus returns in all his glory. So we should not be surprised when we see people struggling in this world. We should not be surprised when we struggle in this world. In fact, it's what we should expect as we live in this messy, sinful world. We should expect that there always be sickness and disease in this messy, sinful world. Throughout the history of the world, there has always been sickness and disease. Think of the Middle Ages and the bubonic plague, which killed up to a third of the population in present-day Germany. Think of how diseases like typhoid fever or measles were almost a death sentence just a century and a half ago. Think of cancer today. There's no real cure. Think of COVID. No one can explain why one person catches it and the person next to him doesn't, while one person experiences a lot of symptoms and somebody else hardly knows they have it. And if you live another 50 years, you're going to see other sickness and diseases in this world, sickness and diseases that you can't even imagine right now, for this world is full of sin. It's a mess. And so we should always expect to be surrounded by sickness and disease. And we should expect that there always will be wars and injustices in this messy, sinful world. Throughout the history of the world, there has always been war or injustice. Think of all the harm brought by Alexander the Great or the Roman Empire when they conquered most of the Western world. Think of all the harm and damage brought by Genghis Khan when he conquered most of the Eastern world. Think of all the harm and damage that happened in just the last century with two world wars. Look at what's happening in Afghanistan right now. A lot of innocent people are suffering greatly. And if you live another 50 years, you will see new wars, new harm, new damage brought to innocent people, for this world is full of sin. It's a mess. So we should expect that there be war and injustice in it. And finally, we should expect that our own personal lives be filled with difficulties. Work is hard and stressful and has been ever since God brought consequences to Adam in the garden. Giving birth to a child is full of pain, and raising a child isn't always easy, and has been ever since God brought consequences to Eve in the garden. You all too often don't do the good you want to do, but instead you do the evil you do not want to do, because your sinful flesh is so strong that it usurps control of your life, and the same happens with other people around you. It's why they commit sins as well, and sometimes the sins that other people commit affect you and make your life difficult, and that's going to happen for as long as you live in this world. For this world is full of sin. It's a mess. And so we should always expect that our personal lives will be difficult. How about that for a rosy message this morning? You probably would rather hear a different message than that, right? You probably would rather hear a message of hope, that the human body is resilient and will overcome any disease, a message of encouragement, that most people are good, so if you just block out the negativity of a few, you can be at peace, a message of optimism, that it just spread love and not hate and give people their basic human rights, and this world would be such a better place. That's probably the message that you want to hear, because that message appeals to your sinful flesh. Just like that message appealed to the sinful fleshes of people in Jesus' day. For let's look at our text. At the end of John chapter 6, Jesus is completing his great bread of life sermon. And in this bread of life sermon, Jesus was clear. You need to feast on him. People need to receive him. It is the only way that people can receive life as they live amid the struggles of this sinful, messy world. Life that will never end, because not even death itself can overcome the life that Jesus, the bread of life, can give to people. In fact, Jesus makes it clear that this is the only way that people can receive life as they live in this messy, sinful world. It's not by hearing a message of the resiliency of the human body, or a message to block out all negativity, or a message to spread love and not hate. Those messages cannot bring life into this world, because those messages cannot get rid of the root of all problem, which is sin. No human being can get rid of sin all on their own. It's impossible. Only Jesus can get rid of sin, because only he faced sin as he died on the cross, paying for it in full, and then conquered it by rising from the dead on the third day. It's why only Jesus can give life in this messy, sinful world, for as Jesus himself said, "Amen, amen, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself." And when Jesus preached that message, when he told people, you have to feast on me, the bread of life. It is the only way that you can receive life as you struggle in this messy, sinful world. When Jesus preached that message, what reaction did the crowds have? Well, many of them said, this is a hard teaching. Who can listen to it? And a little later on, we read, after this, many of his disciples turned back and were not walking with him any longer. And why was that their reaction? Well, think about it. These people were dealing with sickness and disease as you are. It may not have been COVID or cancer, but there were flus and fevers that often would take people's lives in these days. And these people were dealing with war and injustice as you are. Even though they were living during the Pax Romana, a time of relative peace, there were still Roman soldiers everywhere. And during Jesus' passion, we see what these Roman soldiers could do. We see how cruel they could be. And these people had great difficulty in their personal lives. They were affected by their own sins, affected by the sins of others around them. And so when Jesus preached this bread of life sermon to these people who were struggling in this messy, sinful world, when Jesus preached this bread of life sermon, he just did not appeal to their sinful flesh. He didn't appeal to the message that they wanted to hear, that message of encouragement, that message of hope, that message of optimism. Instead, Jesus basically told them, you're going to continue to face struggles in this world, including death. You're living in a messy, sinful world. And so feast on me, because I give you life amid all the struggles of this world. I give you life that will never end. And when Jesus preached that message, many disciples deserted him, because it was just so contrary to what their sinful flesh wanted to hear. Just as it's so contrary to what our sinful fleshes want to hear this morning. For as stated earlier, we are living in a world surrounded by sickness and disease. We're living in a world where there is war and injustice. We're living in a world where our lives can be quite difficult. And our sinful fleshes, we want to hear what we can do to stop it. We want to hear that we as human beings can be resilient, that we can block out the negativity, that we can spread love and not hate. And if we do those things, all these struggles will go away. That's the message we human beings want to hear. It's why that message is so prevalent out in society right now, right? But then make no mistake about it. That message cannot stop one single struggle, because that message cannot get rid of the root of all problems, which is sin. Only Jesus can. That's why this Bread of Life sermon is still so relevant today. We need to feast on Jesus, the Bread of Life. We need to receive from Jesus the life he won for us by his death and resurrection. Life that will last forever, even amid the struggles of this world. For it is only through Jesus that we can have any sort of life. It is only through Jesus that we can have any sort of peace as we live in this messy, sinful world. And St. Peter, he knew that. For when Jesus turned to the 12 after all those people left him, he asked the 12, "You don't want to leave too, do you?" And St. Peter, despite his sinful flesh, by the power of the Holy Spirit alone, answered by saying, "Lord, to whom will we go? You have the words of eternal life." And despite your sinful flesh, by the power of the Holy Spirit alone, I pray that all of you can make that same bold confession today. For know this, when sickness and disease enter your life, whatever it may be, more than a doctor or medicine, even though those are great blessings from God, you need Jesus. Only Jesus can give you life. He won life for you by rising from the dead on the third day. So when you feast on Jesus, the Bread of Life, through word and through sacrament, Jesus comes to you and gives you life, life that will never end, even if sickness and disease ravage your body. No doctor or medicine can give you that life. Only Jesus can. And when you see war and injustice in all over the place in this world that you live in, you need Jesus. Only Jesus can give you life. He won life for you by rising from the grave on the third day. And so when you feast on Jesus, the Bread of Life, through word and sacrament, Jesus is there to give you life, life that will never end. Even if you or a loved one are harmed or taken advantage of or killed by a war, no military can give you that life. Only Jesus can. And finally, when your lives are difficult because of your own sins or the sins of others around you, when you face struggles in your personal life, you need Jesus. Only Jesus can give you life. He won life for you by conquering death by rising from the grave. And so when you feast on Jesus, the Bread of Life, through word and sacrament, Jesus is there to give you life, life that will never end, no matter how many struggles come into your life. And the human spirit banding together can't give you that life. Only Jesus can. Yes, my dear Christian friends, as you live in this messy, sinful world, you need Jesus. You need to feast on Jesus by hearing his holy word. You need to feast on Jesus by coming forward to receive his body and blood. You need to feast on Jesus, the Bread of Life, as you live in this messy, sinful world. For I promise you that when you feast on Jesus, the Bread of Life, you will have life. No matter what struggles come into your life, no matter what struggles are in this messy, sinful world, you will have life. Jesus can give you life, life that can overcome any struggle. For as Simon Peter so beautifully confessed, may this confession also be on our lips, especially as we live in this sinful, messy world. Lord, To whom will we go? You have the words of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we sing The Created Me as found in the bulletin.